This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. Time now for our postseason edition, Andy. Didn't think we'd be here a few weeks ago, but here we are.
I certainly agree with you there, Bill. I would not have bet money that the Red Sox would have made the postseason, but of course they go on that 11-game winning streak and things change. But the way they finished off the regular season, that's another story we'll get to in a few minutes.
Yeah, hobbling a little bit going into the postseason. So tell me about that and some of the news that you think you should be reporting on from this past weekend.
Well, basically, you want to start off with the Sox limping into the playoffs, as they certainly did, losing five of their last six after the 11-game winning streak. There were some questionable moves by the manager, John Farrell, throughout that six-game stretch. They were really lucky to get the one win they did. The Red Sox could have had home field advantage in this first round of the playoffs. In fact, Farrell was promoting all during the week once they eventually clinched a playoff spot. They're still going to go forge ahead and try to get the home field advantage. But there were moves he made during the week after he said that totally questioned that in my mind. A couple points. There were a few times that David Ortiz was pinched hit for halfway through a game. I'll get to one of those specifically in a moment. But the one game that really bugged me was Saturday night. Red Sox and Blue Jays. Sox tie the game up 3-3. It's the bottom of the eighth. Sox get the first two base runners on, and Brock Holt is the next batter. Now, I think textbook baseball to me is Brock Holt is going to try to sacrifice the two runners over, and you hope to get that extra run in, the lead run, with two outs to play with. Brock Holt, one of the guys on the team that you think could lay down a bunt. John Farrell did not call for the bunt, and Holt promptly grounded into a double play. Inning ended. And then Craig Kimbrell came in for the ninth at a non-save situation, which is another issue where he pitches in a non-save situation. He does not do well. He walked the leadoff batter. That runner ended up scoring. Sox lose 4-3. Another note, getting back to Ortiz, after Holt grounded into that double play, the next batter with the two runners on was Travis Shaw, who came in to replace Ortiz as the DH after Ortiz's first two at-bats. And then Shaw struck out, so that's where the inning ended. So I think that inning could have had a little different flavor to it if Ortiz was still up in that situation.
Yeah, we don't want to see Kimbrell in non-save situations ever again, I don't think, really.
And the way he's pitching right now, I don't even want to see him in a save situation at this point.
Yeah, possibly. All right, so game one of the postseason is Thursday night in Cleveland for the Sox.
It sure is. So they open up with the first two in Cleveland, game one. A little bit of a surprise here, if you were to say this early on, that Rick Porcello is going to be the game one starter. Most people thought that David Price will get the nod, considering they paid him that hefty contract. But Price will take game two. That's a Friday afternoon game. Then things are set for returning to Fenway for game three on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. All right. This is a great time to look all around Major League Baseball. And so tell me about some wild card action.
Well, the wild card action does kick off tonight with the National League game being played at Citi Field in New York as the Giants be taking on the Mets. Quite a pitching matchup here. Madison Bumgarner, the ace of the San Francisco Giants, going up against the Mets' ace at this point, Noah Syndergaard. Of course, the Mets have lost 3/5 of their starting rotation to injury this year, but Syndergaard is still, he's like 1-1A with Matt Harvey. So, this could typically be a 2-1 type of game, but usually when you see two top starters like that, it ends up being a 7-4 type of game. But this is kind of the makings of quite a pitching matchup. The American League wildcard game will take place tomorrow night up at the Rogers Center in Toronto for the Blue Jays and Orioles. And then the rest of the ALDS games get underway Thursday, Friday. Thursday, the wild card winner in the American League plays the Texas Rangers. And then Friday, the NLDS, both games open up as the wild card winner takes on the Cubs and then the Dodgers and the Nationals.
Gotcha. Okay, now, there's some baseball news today. The Diamondbacks have fired their manager, Chip Hale, as well as their GM, right?
Yeah, well, wholesale changes going on in Arizona. They had a very disappointing season. They came in, spent a lot of money on free agency. They went out and got Zach Greinke from the Dodgers, gave him a contract that, up around the David Price level of $30 million a year. That did not pan out this year, so they're making wholesale changes, getting rid of the manager and the general manager, and a few other managerial moves already. Rockies manager Walt Weiss resigned, and then the White Sox, Robin Ventura, he resigned at the end of the season. They've already named a replacement for Ventura, former Cubs manager Rick Renteria, who was let go by the Cubs so they could bring in Joe Maddon a few years ago.
All right, and Barry Bonds is in baseball?
Well, he was back in baseball this year. I don't know if many people knew about it. He was the hitting coach for the Miami Marlins, and that's just going to last one season as he's been shown the door while the season ended. So I'm not sure what went on there, but they had a pretty good offensive year that the Marlins did, so I don't know you know, with the issue there, maybe just Barry wasn't as interested with the position as the year went on.
Years ago, Andy, when I was a kid, I would know who won the batting title in each league and who basically the top 10. Now I'm just totally out of it, but the batting titles have been decided.
Well, they have. In particular, I just want to mention something in the National League. Colorado Rockies second baseman DJ LeMahieu, he won the National League batting title batting .348. Guy in second place was the Nationals' Daniel Murphy, who finished at .347. Thing is, LeMahieu sat out both Saturday and Sunday to preserve that one-point lead in the average race over Murphy. Murphy hadn't been playing for about the last 7 to 10 days. He had a lower back injury. Murphy did end up pinch hitting on Sunday to see if he could maybe lift that up to tie at the .348 mark. He did not. But just kind of interesting how a player would sit out two games, let alone one, or getting taken out of the last game after they pulled ahead in the batting race, which you've seen in the past. Certainly a far cry from Ted Williams with this shot to hit .400 on the last day of the season on a doubleheader, and he ends up going out there and goes 6-for-8 to lift up to a .406 average instead of potentially losing a .400 shot. And you know, I think that shows a little bit about the character of DJ LeMahieu on that one.
Wow, that's amazing. Incredible. Okay. Well, Andy, and what do you think about the Sox in the Cleveland series? Any predictions?
Well, I'll give a prediction, and I don't think fans are going to like it. I think the Sox are going to lose in the ALDS. I think they'll lose in four games. I really, you know, if the games were at Fenway to start things off, I'd say they have no problem. I just have a funny feeling about these first two games out in Cleveland. Obviously, the Red Sox on paper, far better team than the Indians, no question about it. The Indians' pitching staff's depleted with injuries. But they bring in the Terry Francona factor. That's going to be quite the buzz around here over the next few days before that series gets going. I just don't have a good feeling about this, and I hope you can prove me wrong, and next week we can talk about the Sox heading into the ALCS.
Well, I'm just going to take the counter view because they've played well on the road in the last few weeks. But
no, they have. Yeah. I can't argue with you there. They've overall in the season, they're over .500 on the road. But I don't know. I just have a funny feeling.
We'll just pretend Cleveland's out on the West Coast, and that'll help them out a little bit, apparently.
Oh, there you go. That sounds good.
Cleveland, California. All right, there we go. All right, that's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider on MSO News Sports.